If y'all would turn in your Bibles to Acts chapter number 2. Acts chapter number 2. I got a thought this morning that the Lord's laid on my heart. The thought I want to bring to you is the first sermon of a restored disciple. The first sermon of a restored disciple. And in Acts chapter number 2, of course, we see the record of the Holy Spirit descending on the day of Pentecost. It says that when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, filled all the house where they were sitting. There appeared in them cloven tongues like as a fire, and sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, notice that word all, not just a few of them that were gathered there. Now, they were all gathered in one accord, they were there together. They were there with one mind, one accord. They were praying, seeking God. Waiting as he had commanded them to do. You remember over in chapter 1, he said, you need to wait. Tarry in Jerusalem. In Luke chapter 24, he told them, he said, tarry in Jerusalem till you be endued with power from on high. They were just doing as he was commanded to do. It'd do us good if we just do as we're commanded, as the Lord commands us in his word. So they were waiting, they were praying. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost. What would it be here at Liberty Church if we were all filled with the Holy Ghost? If we'd all get in a mode, in a mindset, and in our hearts right with God, so that He could fill all of us with the Holy Ghost, and not just some of us, not just a few of us. But it said that they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues. Again, that word means languages, as the Spirit gave them utterance. Because it goes on and it talks about the different groups of people that were there gathered in Jerusalem for the Passover. And they were different languages, different nationalities. But yet they all heard the gospel proclaimed in their language. And God was just demonstrating to the disciples that, hey, look, what I've told you in Acts chapter 1 where he told them there, you shall be witnesses of me in Jerusalem and Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. He said, I'm going to empower you to be able to do that. In other words, you can't do it now. He said, you got to wait because I'm going to endue you with power